Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again this week. And we just thank all the new listeners and all the ones that have supported this ministry with their prayers. We just thank God for every one of you. And we just ask you to continue to pray for this ministry, that God will always be lifted up, and that people will be saved and set free and healed and delivered. And that's what this ministry is about, is lifting up the name of Jesus and seeing people change and saved and set free and delivered. And our subject for tonight is the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's coming out of Romans 6:23. I want everyone to share this broadcast out and like the page to where everybody can, everybody else can hear the broadcast, and it'll reach more people. More people will be saved. We just thank God for the ones that are sharing it out, and we ask everyone else to share it out so the gospel can get out. And we just want everyone to know that we appreciate and love you and thank you for all your prayers. And we're going to get Tim to come around and sing, and then we're going to have our pastor to come around and obey the Lord.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Down here, my steps grow weary. At a rock, at rough and long. Sometimes I feel I'm all alone, yet I still carry on. For a brighter day is coming, and it thrills my heart to know there'll be a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of our road. When I throw down the
at the end.
Pastor Don Harris, and here he is.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for another great day. The Lord has given us to be able to gather together again and come to you and share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ. And just thanking the Lord for all of you that's out there that's listening and people that are reaching out to get a hold of the Lord and praise God for you. Thank the Lord for the good songs and broadcast. And we pray that we'll be a blessing and a help to someone and lead somebody to Jesus and tell you about him and about his love and his mercy. Praise God, and I like the subject they got for the day. Praise God, the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God, why Jesus come to save you and me.
Amen.
Praise God, and I tell you, he's right there for each one of us that wants to come and call on his name.
Amen.
Praise God, he'll be there to hear and to answer your prayers and your requests. And he said, cast all your cares upon me, because he said, I care for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And maybe there's no greater than the love of God that a man will lay down his life.
Amen.
For his friend. He said, I'll call you friend if you'll do whatsoever I've commanded you. So I want to be a friend to the Lord. I want to be pleasing in his sight, praise God, and want to do his will, whatever it may be, that we can reach out and touch you tonight, praise God, and tell you there's help in the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
I was on my way just fixing to leave out. Come over here. Well, I met a law there and had it lights of flashing, everything, and I was pulled over to the side there and stopped, and they stopped and started asking about where our house was at. And I understood that they'd call 911, but they said that there's so many, getting so many calls and so many things are going on, they're sending a law out first to check people and see if they really, how bad they are, if they're needing 911 before they come, because everybody's time running here and there. Praise God, and I'll say it tonight, if we ever did need the Lord, we sure do need him now.
Amen.
You ever did need him, you need him in your heart and in your life. Praise God, and we need to know who he is.
Yes.
Praise God, when we can call on him, that he'll be there any day or time, night, whatever it may be. Praise God, his ears is never dull, that he cannot hear.
Amen.
His arm ain't short, that he can't reach down and save.
Yes.
Hallelujah, or come to your rescue. Praise God, you might dial 911. They might be tied up and can't get there. Or maybe the law can't get there. They said they work in the same way. They know how to do this and that for people that's in need. But I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that we've got a Jesus that we can go to. Hallelujah. And don't matter how many more people across our great land and our country that's talking to him. Praise God, he ain't never too busy to hear your cry and to hear
yes.
my cry.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everybody can be a friend at the same time. And he can hear me, he can hear you.
Yes.
And not only, praise God, can he move on the situation. Praise God, whoever or whatever the need may be, he's got just exactly what we need. Praise
yes.
God, and we need him in our life, and we need to know him in the free pardon of sin.
Yes.
Praise God, and have the clear title to call on him.
Yes. Amen.
That he'll be there. Praise God, and move first any time, day or night. Praise God that we will go to him. Hallelujah. I want to thank for a little while tonight. Praise God. We see all these things as they're coming around. And we begin to look at it. And I preached a little bit there the other night on perilous times and dangerous times. Heartaches on every hand.
Amen.
And every side. Praise God, but thank God for a man that's called Jesus,
yes.
who said, call on me or cast your cares upon me, because I care for you. And praise
thank
God,
you.
We know without a doubt, I don't have to think about it or pray about it. I know that he loves us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because yeah. he gave his life. For me and you, that we can live and we can have life.
Yes.
I don't care how deep in sin you are or how far you've let the devil take you. Praise God, and I'm so glad that we can call on that name. Call Jesus, and he's able to reach down his hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah, and save your soul and put peace and joy down in your heart. And in your life, hallelujah, praise God, and children, in a little while, hallelujah, Paul said, John said, he that will come,
thank
and
you.
He will not tarry, praise God, but it was saying, perilous times, dangerous times, hallelujah, and everything is important to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and my words would be, what if he was to come today? What if he was to step out on the clouds of glory? I praise God tonight, in a day and an hour that you and I ain't aware of. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back. I'll read a verse here. In first chapter of book of Revelation, as I get into it, and want to thank, hallelujah, on the coming of the Lord Jesus. Have it John said here, praise God, in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, behold, he cometh with also which pierced him, and all kindred of the earth shall weep or wail because of him. Hallelujah. Praise God, children. We don't know, hallelujah, the day or the hour and night is when he's coming back. But he said to be ready. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For in such a time, her day and an hour, he may come, praise God for me and you, and he may step out on the clouds of glory. You remember what they said? say, I'll come again,
yes,
and I'll receive you. Unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God, we see as we look into the scripture and into the word of God, everything is appointing that, and that is the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God, as they talked about a perilous time, a bad time, I'm crying and dying all across our great land. You hear the Star Ranger running the roads, screaming, going after somebody that's in trouble. Somebody dying. Praise God. Somebody's leaving. The children out there. Praise God, if they're right with God.
Savior,
and you can be my children, saith somebody else, but lay your hand on yourself and say, what if I was to die tonight? Where would I spend eternity at? If I was to leave here, hallelujah, the next time I started down the road in a car wreck, would heaven be my home? Or would hell be my home? Jesus said, I choose this day. Today is today. Tomorrow may be too late. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye is going to see him. Even them that pierced him, that drove the nails in his hand, is going to look upon him. And I think about it. And they took him to the cross, and they died on the cross of Calvary. The Bible said, the rocks began to rend. Hallelujah. And he yielded up and gave up the ghost. And many bodies after his resurrection come forth. But when the darkness fell over the face of the earth, and he gave up the ghost, and the rocks ran, and some of them said, surely that was the Son of God. Hallelujah, too late. It done killed him. It done took him out. You know what's going to happen? Children, it's going to be new laid. You can't put it off. You can't turn them away. You can't reject him and his word and his spirit. He's standing at the door and knocking. You can't push him away. Hallelujah. Of a church, when death comes, you call 911. They can't do nothing for you. Praise God. You're gone. Your life here has ended. Hallelujah. Oh, I would. Praise God. If there be another change, but the change is all run out. Praise God, if your life is turning around, it just ended, and you don't know Jesus Christ in the free part. Not only my business, but the Spirit of the Lord Jesus is the men people that have come to him and accepted him as Lord and Savior. Oh, behold, he come with clouds. He said, on down. He said, I'm Alpha. I'm Omega. I'm the beginning. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's the beginning of your life today. Yeah. Praise God. For tomorrow, it may be the end of it. Praise God. Wake up. How thou sleep. Hallelujah. Trim your lamps. Get him a burner. Get oil in your vessel. Get filled up with God's Spirit.
Yes.
With the morning of the Lord. Oh, I tell you what. I don't know. A lot of you may not ever experience what it is when you go down to that altar and you pray and you ask Jesus Christ to come in to your heart. For Jesus said, if you believe on me, and the scripture have said, he said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Talking about the Spirit, anointing of God, that he'll come down and dwell in you and live in you, and he'll lead you to live a you on deeper and deeper than you've ever been. And brother and sister, you'll recognize it's the best life that you've ever seen. It's when you come to know Jesus. Somebody said, oh, I want to have a good time. Brother, I'll tell you, since I've come to know Jesus, brother preacher, I've had the best time of my life. Hallelujah. Filled in God's spirit and experiencing the deepness and the love of the Lord and the walk with Him hand in hand is the best life that anybody can feel or ever experience. And He's crying out to you. Hallelujah. And the Spirit and the Bride is saying, come. Let your will, let it come and take the water of life really all the way here for just a little bit. Hallelujah. In the book of Mark, I believe it is about 13th chapter. Hallelujah. And verse 32. And Jesus began to speak these words. He said, but that day and that hour, no man of that day, what you're talking about. What day is it? The day that the Lord's coming. No man, I've heard it all. I've heard some say he's coming next week. Even one time, they rose up, somebody said, and said, praise God, sell your houses, sell your land. The Lord's coming. Hallelujah. But he didn't come. Oh, nobody don't know.
Right.
By the day, by the hour, he'll come where he's gone like a thief in the night.
Oh,
hallelujah. Because people ain't looking for him. Praise the Lord. We need to have our lamps trimmed and burning. If you don't come today, you need to look for him. For the word can say, we need to live every day like it's the day that the Lord is coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Being clothed, I'm talking about in righteousness and godliness and purity. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm ready for the Lord to come. I'll take the day and the hour. No man, hallelujah, what time he's coming. Praise the Lord, that's the reason. He said, I'll come as a thief in the night upon him that ain't looking for him. But I believe that me and you, we're looking for Jesus to come back. Hallelujah. I just any day, praise God, he said, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who leaveth his house, and he gave authority to his servants and to every man at work, and he commanded the Father to watch. Hallelujah. Brother, when he lived here, what did he say? He said, watch and pray.
Come on.
So you don't know how the time it's as a man taken a far journey, left out here. And brother, hallelujah, he's coming as a thief. What if you wake up just like by them virgins dead. Five of them was wives, and five was foolish. Five of them had oil in the vessel. Have you got the Spirit in your heart and in your life? Five of them, and that oil represents the Spirit. Hallelujah. And brother, they had oil, had their lamps crimson burning. Jesus said, let the light so shine by the poor man. They might see your good works. Man, I'll tell you, if you're born again, a child of the King, if you've been introduced to Jesus and you accepted him, you need to let your light shine to your family, to your friends, and your loved ones. Jesus said, when he was here, he said, I'm the light of the world. But when he left, he said, now, you're alive. Let your light so shine by the poor man. They'll see your good works, and they'll glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
Yes,
hallelujah. But said he, it was a man taking a far journey, and he commanded the Father to watch. Hallelujah. Lord, we need to be looking for him. Oh, Jesus said one time, he said, some of them said, and I hear preachers, I hear people saying, the coming of the Lord is drawing close. Surely, in a little while, he that will come, he will come. Look around you. Praise God. And I hear him say, it won't be long. And that is to the Lord's coming. Because everything in this word is being fulfilled.
Amen.
And my. But yet people going on. Jesus said, some of them will say, oh, it's 4 months and the harvest time. Time to get in. Time to go out in the fields and gather in your crop. Pray it in. Thrust in the sickle and reap for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And some say, oh, leave the hits drawing near. A time together. Jesus said, lift up your eyes, friends. Wake up, church. Wake up, people. Lift up your eyes. Look on the field. For they're wide. And they're already in the harvest. But the labor for you, he said to pray, ye are for the Lord of the harvest, that he'd send some laborers into the field.
Yes.
We need to do our best to gather a lost man in,
amen,
to give that family, a whole family, to send it home. They may be a listener, and I thank God for you listening. But I pray you'll do something about where you have tonight. Where are you going to spend eternity? Where would you go if Jesus was to step out in the clouds? Bible said every eye's going to see him. Even them that pierced him, even them that drove the nails, is going to look upon him, and they go to wail and weep because of him. Hallelujah. God is coming in the clouds of glory.
Yeah.
Let me read on. For the Son of Man is every man taking a far journey who leaves his house and gives authority to his servants and to every man his works. And it commanded the potter to watch. Next verse 35, he said, watch ye, watch ye. Therefore, I praise God for you know not when the master of the house cometh. At even or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning. We don't know if it's going to be in the evening time. The sun just went down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You don't know if the Lord is coming back tonight.
Amen.
Or not. We don't know if it'll be in the morning when the cock, when the roosters begin to crow. Time to wake up.
Yes.
Time to get up.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
rise. Wipe the sleep out of your eyes. So this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
And pray unto you in the spirit. He's speaking to somebody out there. He knows somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father, cast other cares upon the Lord. I believe with all my heart, if you'll just reach out and say, Lord, forgive me. I believe that where you at tonight, he would forgive you all your sins and write your name down in the Lamb of the Light. If you're a Christian, hallelujah, you're needing healing. For your body, you're hurting. Wherever you're hurting at, lay your hands on yourself and say, through and by the name of Jesus, I am healed. As your faith is, so shall it be. If any two touch and agree on any one thing, whatever you ask in prayer, he said, all good. If you abide in me and my word abide in you. Where are we at tonight? Hallelujah. Are we lukewarm Christians? Are we on fire? Brother, we need rise. If I could say it again, wipe the sleep out of the eyes.
Amen.
Let's get on fire for God. We sang that old song, preacher, a lot of days in the hymn book, on the battlefield, on the fire line. My churches, we need to get on the fire line. We need to know of God the burning. We need the Spirit crying out and reaching out and saving our people and drawing them in.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus made a point and said, a fire will be lifted up.
Yeah.
I'll draw all men under me. Are you lifting him up? Are you praising him for what you've done? Hallelujah. We don't know the day or the hour when he's coming back.
Amen.
But we do know.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's coming.
Amen.
Because he said he would.
Yes.
Don't know if it's going to be at midnight. Don't know if it'll be at the cock crowing or in the morning.
Amen.
Unless he comes suddenly. And he'll find you asleep.
Come on.
Won't ask you, how many will he find asleep?
Amen. Yes,
that's right.
Five virgins was wise.
Mm-hmm.
Five was foolish. Who were these foolish? They were asleep.
Yes.
They didn't have no oil in their vessels, no spirit.
Amen.
While they tarried, it said, behold, the bridegroom come.
Yes.
And they all rose, and they trimmed their lamps. But there was a loss. There was them that had oil. and they begin to cry out to the side of wives. And you know what they're asking of her? To give us some of your oil.
Amen.
Because our lamps are gone out. Oh, with all the love in my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to ask you, is your lamp gone out?
Come on.
Is your oil gone out?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they said to them, the wise said to the foolish, not so. Lest there be enough for us and you, but go your way. Them that sell and buy for yourself. Brother, but I tell you, it was too late, wasn't it?
Amen.
It was too late.
Amen.
The door was already closed.
Yes.
Right.
Too late to pray. But yet you'll pray. You'll scream to the top of your voices. Thank God, the saints of God are leaving here.
Yes.
You're left behind. As the rain begin to come. Fire and brimstone begin to rain in this element and this earth and the works thereof begin to burn up. And you're screaming and praying and abiding. Lord, give me another chance. But the door's been closed. No way in.
Come on.
Put it off. Too long.
Amen.
I wonder how many on their deathbed tried to call on his name. Hallelujah. You know, he said all day long, the Lord is bidding people.
Yes.
All day long.
Amen.
He said, I've called you. I bind you, other words. The Spirit's dealt with you.
Come
unto me. Oh, ye that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Children, you that saved need to pray for your neighbors.
Yes.
Need to pray for your children.
Amen.
Because the devil's got them blinded.
Amen.
And they don't see. Hallelujah.
Right.
They'll cry. They'll weep and hang it. But the wise said, go to them that sell and buy for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They said, our lamps are gone out. Hallelujah. Oh, we've got to have that spirit.
Yes.
He said here, lest come suddenly, he findeth you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. What he said to one, he's saying to all, watch.
Yes.
Watch. Watch. Where's your life at?
Come on.
They sang that old song. Soon this life will end. I heard a sweet sound. Said the child in his head, you won a crown.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Matthew, we'll look just a little bit better. Matthew 24, verse 42. Jesus started out again, verse 42, and he said, watch, watch, therefore, for you know not when the hour, you know not what hour your Lord does come. Watch, because you know not the hour that your Lord does come.
Come on.
Watch every day. We ought to be looking for him.
Amen.
We ought to be watching and praying that we enter not into temptation.
Amen.
but that we'll keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Watch and pray. Hallelujah. Lest he come suddenly and he'll find us not watching. Praise God. I tell you, I know the Lord's a dealing with people.
Amen.
I know God's a knocking at doors. But how many times have we rejected him?
Come on.
How many times have we turned him away?
That's it.
Praise God. Oh, he said, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known what watch the thief would come. If you were the man of the house, and you thought a thief was coming to break in, you'd watch.
Amen.
You'd be ready. Pray when he come. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you wouldn't allow him to come in and break up or steal your stuff away from you. Praise God. Oh, I tell you, people are slumbering and sleeping.
Amen.
And they're going on and on like this ain't going to never end.
Come on.
We're here today. But praise God. Somebody said one time, I don't believe it'll ever end. It's getting closer.
Yes.
Every day, every time you read, every time you turn on the news,
come on,
you find out it's a drawing close. The end is. As it was in the days of Noah, the days of Lot, what were they doing? As they eating, drinking, marrying and giving in marriage till the day the flood came or the fire come, hallelujah, and called them not ready.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you ready?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 43, I'm fixing the close. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
Amen.
Verse 44, therefore be ye also ready. Be ready, children.
Yes, amen.
Friends, be ready.
Thank
you. While I warn you. Because I love you.
Amen.
I tell you the truth. Be ready. Praise God. Oh, he said, therefore, be ye ready. For in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man coming. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? Who then is a faithful and a wise servant? Hallelujah. It's them that's a watching.
Yeah.
It's them that's a praying.
Come on.
And said, Lord, if you don't come tonight, I'm looking for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you don't come tomorrow, I'll be looking for you tomorrow night in the spirit.
Praise the Lord.
Since I don't want to go to sleep.
Amen.
And forget about him.
Amen.
In the spirit, I want to be awake.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want to recognize.
Glory.
And I want the spirit to reveal to me that it's near.
Amen.
Even at the door. Hallelujah. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household? To give him meat in due season. Listen what he says as I get ready to close. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing.
That's right.
Blessed is that servant when his Lord comes and he finds him so doing. When he comes, I want to be found.
Yes.
Doing something for Jesus.
Amen.
I want to be found with oil.
Yes.
With the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
In my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Packed up and ready to go.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, get ready.
Yes.
Get ready, children. Get ready.
Amen.
It's going to rain one of these days. And then the Bible says when he steps out, they'll run to the rocks and mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God to them that's ready. When he comes, them that's asleep in the graveyard. Paul said the dead in Christ will rise first.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Then we that are alive and remain,
Lord,
will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And we will be called up together.
Glory to God.
To meet them, to meet him in the hour.
Yes.
And forever we'll be with the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
It's not going to be a day.
Yes.
When the saints of God that fell asleep and that trumpet sounds.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the dead in Christ is going to rise. And all of us that's alive. Hallelujah. That same Spirit. Same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus quickened these mortal bodies. Hallelujah. Rise us up. We'll live with him forever and forever. Paul said, comfort one another with these words.
That's right.
I pray that we touched you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Out there tonight, I'd be afraid, brother, preacher, I'd be afraid to lay down in my bed, close my eyes.
Amen.
To go to sleep and know that I wasn't ready to meet Jesus.
No, Lord.
Oh, my man can leave here. A lot of people lay down in the bed and never wakes up.
Amen.
Praise God. I close my eyes. I want to meet Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Be ready. Get ready.
Yes.
Stay ready.
Amen.
If you fail him, if you come short of the glory of God, just come back to him. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him.
Yes.
To come back. Said he's married to you.
Amen.
All you got to do is call on him.
Amen.
He'll come to your rescue. He'll forgive you of your sins. He'll write your name down in the Lamb Book of Life. And I tell you, there's going to be a homecoming. I told him at the funeral the other day. Brother Joe lost his wife, Sister Glenda. But I said, what a homecoming.
Amen.
What a day of rejoicing that's going to be.
Amen.
Yes,
when we all go to heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
The virus is raging. They said on the news before this year's over, everybody in the world will have it. Many's going to die, they say. Dying. That's bad. But I'll tell you what's the sad part about it. Is them a dying without Jesus.
Amen.
Don't know him. Hell, the Bible said hell is enlarged itself without measure. Why is that? How come hell's getting bigger and bigger and bigger? And you couldn't even imagine the measure, the size it is right now. It's enlarged itself. Because so many are dying lost without God.
That's right.
Now, brother, they didn't have to.
Lord.
The Lord knocked. Lord knocked at their heart.
Open that door.
But they pushed him away. They didn't accept him. They didn't want him. And if you keep putting him him away. You'll wake up one day in the plains of eternity. You come in here, listen to the message. These brothers is preaching. It's going out. And because people come on there, they ain't paying. People ain't paying us. They don't pay me a dime. Nobody to come over here and preach. I don't want your money. God takes care of me.
Yes.
Amen.
I do. I come because I want to hear of somebody getting saved.
Yes. Amen.
I want to hear somebody getting healed.
Yes.
Getting touched and delivered and set free.
Yes. Amen.
I believe he's a healing people.
Amen.
By his mighty power, by his spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's all I want to do is hear the good news.
Yes.
Say, brother, send it in.
Yes.
Say, I just got saved.
Thank you. Send it in.
And say, the Lord just healed me.
Yes.
Okay, that's all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Know what God's doing.
Yes.
No. You're opening up your heart and you're receiving.
Thank you.
Pray. Lord. May the Lord richly bless you. Brother Tim going to come back. Sang. But I love you. But Jesus loves you more.
Amen.
Oh,
thank
he loved me so much. He suffered death.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Pain and agony.
Thank you, Jesus.
I laid my hands on myself. They done it all for me. Hallelujah. You pray for Brother Tim. You pray for these other brothers.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless Brother Don, Jesus.
Give us a call, somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody, God touched you. Somebody, God saved you. Come on, Tim.
Thank you.
May the Lord bless you.
Yes, Lord.
May the Lord have mercy.
Always does, brother.
Hallelujah.
Living in a cold, dark world, it wouldn't stop my name. Basic prayer around the world, and our violence filled our name.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Lord, we command renew of their side.
Come on,
but one question I must ask him, what's wrong with living right?
What's
wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I love to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'll serve Jesus all by my
own.
And anybody tell me what's wrong with you may think I'm strange, living the way I do.
You may think I'm crazy,
Lord. Different from this world, out of step, oh, how to roll.
Oh,
yes,
Jesus.
Call me crazy. But
one question
I must ask you, what's wrong with living right?
Hallelujah.
What's wrong with the man of God? Anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. waiting for Jesus. He's waiting for prayer. I'm not going where I should go. I'm living with all my mind. Did anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? Did anybody tell me what's wrong with
praise the Lord. Let me get this other one. I'll let you obey the Lord.
All right.
706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yes, this is Brother Willie from Barnell, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother Willie.
Yeah.
We're going to get Brother Miles to go ahead and obey the Lord, and then you'll be behind him.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brother James.
Sister Betty, I just want to thank God, you know, for a chance to lift up the wonderful name of Jesus tonight. Because I feel like,
amen,
Brother Dalton, hey, somebody out there is really listening. And I think starting to God's moving on them, and they just don't know how to sprint. But folks, you know what this
means?
Our target verse says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Jesus Christ our Lord. And I thought about that, the wages of sin. In other words, it's going to pay you something. But God's dividend is a whole lot different than what sin pays you. Because you don't work all week, praise God. You know, you expect that payday, that check to come at the end that you live off of. But we're talking about somebody who wrote a check on Calvary's cross that you can cash in tonight and inherit.
Bless him, Lord.
Glory to God. Put that in the bank. Praise God. Talk about a retirement plan. I got one. Hallelujah. Don't have to put money up for it. Don't have to plan ahead for nothing. Don't have to worry about that because it's already laid up in store in God's house. In his storehouse is a place for me to live forever. But if I live by sin, living in this flesh, he said, my wages is nothing but death. And it's coming a time right now when people want to make that choice. Because just like Brother Don preached, I believe Jesus is just about ready to come back.
Hallelujah.
Because people are starting to be persecuted worse than they've ever been because we believe what the Word of God says.
Hallelujah.
Verse 20 and read down to that. It said, for when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you been in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. That's all that sin brings. Think about it. You go out and you rob and steal or whatever, and only thing you got to look forward to is prison or somebody shooting.
Bless him, Lord.
That's it. That's all you get. You might get away with it for a while, but everybody gets caught. Look at all these great bank robbers that lived back in the 50s, back in their days, and they got robbed banks and things. But when they got caught, both times they got killed, and the wages of their sin was death. But we're talking about one tonight. Hallelujah, God. He come there and died and suffered and bled and made a way that you can have eternal life.
Bless him, Jesus.
Glory to God. It says, but now being made free from sin, that's what Jesus died to give us, freedom from sin, and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. He said plainly, without holiness, no man shall see God.
Right.
We got to live a holy life. Do you know this? That you can't live holy without the Spirit of God within you. And people
Amen.
Try to do without that Spirit. These churches right now all over America don't believe in the Spirit anymore. That's gone. I got news for you. The Bible says you must live in the Spirit, not in the flesh, because this flesh is sinful. This flesh
wow.
is blood things. This flesh
Hallelujah.
Is willful. This flesh is prideful. This flesh thinks it can do all things, but it took God to make this flesh. Think of that. We're crazy people. But it said for the wages of sin is death. That's what it means.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
But the gift, listen to it, the gift of God. You don't got to pay for it. It's a gift freely given to you. If you'll just freely accept it. The gift of God. Glory to God is eternal life of Jesus Christ our Lord. That's hard, ain't it? And people can't accept it because it's just too simple. All I got to do is have faith in him and ask him to forgive me.
Praise
and he will.
God.
Yes,
God.
It's that simple tonight. That's why we said today is a day of salvation. Because if you'll just believe in his name, believe in Jesus, confess him with your mouth, believe it in your heart, you can be saved tonight. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait until
yes.
you get to
Hallelujah.
The road and you're about to die. You got COVID. They put you on a ventilator and you're laying there crying out, Lord, would you save me now? Would you save me now? And you know, he's thinking, why didn't you call on me when I was knocking at your heart's door? Why wouldn't you let me in then? Why well, you've heard preaching before in your life? How come you've read your Bible? How come you didn't call on me then? Now you wait and now you want to cash in. Think about
Come on, brother.
And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to preach this different tonight because I know what it's like to be in the flesh. And this is what Paul, the one that wrote Romans, said. And this comes out of verse 15 of 7. He said, for that which I do, I allow not. In other words, he was doing things he didn't want to do. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. He said, if I do this, that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. The law says, okay, you can do it. America's got law that says you can do whatever. But you get to reading in the Bible, and it's against the law of God. Well, who are you going to believe? This is a man-made law here. The Bible said, let all men be a liar, and God be the truth. You got to make up your mind. Do you believe or not? Do you believe there's a God? Yes. Everybody will say, well, yeah, I believe in God.
Yes. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Why won't you give in to it? Why won't you for once stand up and show that you got faith in God and cry out and say, Abba, Father, forgive me. I want to be your child. I want to be able to know and know for sure that I'm going to make it into your kingdom, that I have eternal life. How do you get it? Because you got to kill this right here. You say, kill yourself? No. Kill this flesh. Crucify it every day.
Praise the Lord.
Said,
yeah. No.
He said, now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. In other words, in the flesh. And he said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is pleasant with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. In other words, without the Spirit of God, you can't do it. You can't make it. You can't live right. You can't live holy because the Spirit is your guide. The Spirit is the fire of God that dwells within you.
Bless
you,
Lord. Yes.
That can help you stand. When everything goes wrong, you know that you're on the right road and you're not turning around because you know where you're going. You know who's got you. You know who's in control. Glory to God. That's what it means, folks. And Paul couldn't find it, not in his flesh. He said, glory to God. He said, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do.
Bless him, Lord.
If I do that, I would not. It's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now, wait a minute. Jesus come down here to free us from sin, to take it away from us. Glory to God.
Sure
that means if you keep living after the flesh, guess what's going to happen? What's the wages? Death. That's what it says, people. Death. He said, I can't find it. In verse 24, he said, oh, wretched man that I am. Glory to God. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Living in sin. Having it to take control of it. Glory to God. The devil's smart. He's tricky. He gets you to sin and you like it. Boy, he can keep you there longer than you want to stay. Glory to God. Straight down into that death trap, which is called the lake of fire, where you'll die over and over and over forever. He said, I thank God for Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And this is what it says right here in verse 8, first verse. Therefore, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Folks, I'm telling you, the day people says, well, you don't have to have the Holy Ghost. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that you got to walk in the Spirit. How are you going to do it if you're not willing to receive it? How are you going to receive it if you won't clean up and seek after it? How's God going to give you something that you're not willing to receive? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. You see, give us eternal life. It's ours. Through faith in Jesus Christ, it's already paid for. He suffered and bled to give it to you.
Praise
glory to God.
Jesus.
He didn't put me out of a crowd because I was so good. He saved me from sin and brought me out. Glory to God. I ain't going back. And every day, I read this to you. Glory to God over what Paul said. And I'll come back to this. He's going in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 30 and 31. In verse 30, he said, and why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord, I die daily. He killed that flesh. He crucified his flesh every day. When he woke up, he determined to be led by the Spirit of God down into the way of eternal life and not by that flesh that carries you to the wages of death. Glory to God. See, that's what
the church Lord, yes.
off the tracks right now a little bit. As the church believe that the Spirit, you don't have to have it. You can live without the Spirit and live holy. And the Bible says you got to live in the Spirit. Glory to God. It goes on over and says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. You see, the Spirit frees you. That frees you. You want to be in bondage. Walk to your flesh every day. I've been there. I know what it's like. You can try to quit stuff. You can try to straighten up. I'm going to live right. I'm going to do good. I can't do that. But with Jesus Christ, glory to God, it said all things are possible through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's his Spirit that's within me. Not me myself, but his Spirit that gives me the strength to go on and to turn from the wages of death into the promise of eternal life. The gift that he died to give us. Glory to God. I can't get out of here without reading that verse.
Bless the Lord.
8th chapter of Romans said, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. We come back to that verse. I know me and Brother Don mentions it a lot because that's the key to salvation. You've got to be willing to receive the Spirit of Christ. You've got to want that more than you want anything else. And when he comes inside you, you have gained eternal life. Because I'm telling you something, he'll guide you. He'll teach you. The Bible said he teaches all things. And when we need it, he'll bring it back to our remembrance. Glory to God. He died died to save us. Glory to God. And we can't live for him. That's pitiful, folks. That's bad. In America,
hallelujah,
today, you get out and preach the gospel, and people turn you away. You can go to churches, they'll have you there. You preach it hard and straight and hot, and they won't have you back much because their preacher likes to get up and pat them on the back and tell them how good they are because they're coming to church and paying their tithes and putting money to pot and giving in offerings. I do that too, but I also want to serve God on the way. You see, I got to live to the Spirit. If I live to the flesh, this old flesh, man, it'll lead me straight into death, and it's eternal death. It's in a lake of fire, burning with brimstone, forever and ever. He said they'd be weeping, wailing.
Yeah, come on.
Glory to God. I want to avoid that, folks. I want to be fireproof.
Amen.
Glory to
Jesus.
God. And I'll be in a place. He said there wasn't no heat or no cold light on me ever again. I ain't got to worry about it. It's perfect all the time. That's what heaven's going to be like. Do you not want to go there? Hallelujah, God. Praise God, I do. Hallelujah. I want to be there. I want to be in the number. Hallelujah. That's like I said in this song, I know. I don't want to be one in a million. I want to be one of the chosen few. I want to be one that's sold out to Jesus.
Thank
I want
you,
to
Lord.
Be one that he knows who I am. And when I stand before him, I don't have to be judged. He'll just say, welcome in, my good and faithful servant, because that's what we need to be. You need Jesus more than you need bread. You need Jesus right now. How many people is he going to have to take for this virus to kill before the rest of us wake up and say, I could leave here today. I could leave here tomorrow. I could leave here this very night. But you still won't turn to Jesus. Friend, listen to us tonight. It's a warning. We're telling you something. That if you keep going the way you're going and don't seek the Spirit of God, you're going
to
die.
Lord,
and it's not just death one time. It's two deaths. Because you died and you're took away from the presence of God. He'll never bother you again because you'll be in the lake of fire with the devil and the fallen angels. Forever is a long time to be in a lake of fire. And glory to God, many of you will be. That's going to find their way there because he said broad is a way. And glory to God. At least one destruction. But it's a straight, narrow way that leads to salvation through Jesus Christ, through his grace and mercy. Hallelujah. And that's walking by this right here, walking by the Word of God, living the Word of God, living as it says in the Spirit and killing the flesh every day. Glory to God. I remember when my wife died, had one of my brother-in-laws come over and said, well, said you moving back to Alabama, take care of your mama. You may get down there and find you somebody and get hooked up with somebody else. I said, brother, I'm not going to go. I'm not wanting nobody. I'm not seeking after nobody. I got somebody that comforts me every day. I got somebody I can sleep with. I got somebody I can wake up to. His name is Jesus, and that's all I need.
Come on.
Pray
to
God. I don't need another woman. I don't need nothing else. I just need Jesus, and I need more of him each and every day. I want to get closer, deeper, stronger in him because he's what's carrying me. I've had blessings in my life since I was a child. We never had money. Wasn't rich. I wore homemade riches and shirts and stuff. Praise God. But I went to school. I learned. I come out of school and was mean. I was mean in this world. I lived that sinful life. I lived to this right
here. Lord,
and praise God. You know what? It took a waking up in me and a willing to humble myself down and say, Lord, I need you. Look what a mess I've made. Look at the stuff I've done. And I'm sorry. I regret every bit of it. Please forgive me. And guess what? He didn't throw me away. He reached his arms out and got me. He pulled me to it. Praise God, I've been there ever since. And I ain't moving now. I'm too near home to ever look behind me. I know what's behind me. But I also know what's in front of me. People, do you know what tomorrow brings? Do you know what's coming tomorrow? Really, do you? Can you tell me right now exactly what tomorrow's going to be like? It may be the day that we wake up and the eastern sky is breaking open and there stands Jesus coming down on a cloud of glory. Hallelujah. He sends his angels down to gather his elect from the four corners of the world and take them up, praise God, to meet the ones that's willing to be with Jesus.
Wow.
Hallelujah. And wake up in the middle of the air, right with the Lord, where we'll ever be with him. It's coming a day when that's going to happen. Praise God. I'm telling you today, it's your chance tonight. If you've been putting him off, if you've been putting him to the side, if you've been saying, no, I don't want that, pray, think about this. Death is all you got before you. And life does not end at death. And people go, what? Life does not end at death. That's the beginning of life. You're going to live forever somewhere. Why would you not choose heaven? Why would you not choose Jesus? Why would you not choose one that you know loves you, that came there and died where he could pay your sin debt, that he would die to give you pardon from sin? He would die and let his spirit, the Holy Ghost, come inside you and make his abode and live inside you and teach you and guide you and help you and be there through sickness, through sorrows, through trials, through tribulation, but you always got to help you need to make it through. And yet people are throwing him down for what this world's got. And you can't take none of that with you. I don't know how many funerals you've been to. I've been to a lot lately. And the funerals you go to, I ain't seen them bury nothing with them. They don't put all their riches in the coffin. They don't put all their stuff that they gathered in there. They don't put all the accusations they get from men. All the admiration they've had. Body goes back. But one day that trunk won't sing. It's going to be so loud it'll wake the dead. But see, Jesus is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. The one that's got eternal life. The one that's ready to meet the Lord at any time, day, midnight, whenever he comes. We're ready. Why? Because we're watching for it. I remember going to church, hallelujah, when I was in Kentucky there, had a couple of preachers come to visit that night. And before church, they was arguing with each other, back and forth outside, about when we's going to go up. And one said, we're going up before tribulation starts. The other said, no, it'll be at the end of tribulation, according to the Bible. And they was arguing back and forth. And I had a different sermon in my mind. When I got up there at night, you know what I preached? I preached it don't make no difference when Jesus comes, as long as he finds you watching and ready with oil in your lamp, with his spirit within you, glory to God, lighting up your life, letting you be a light for God, because that is exactly what it's going to take to make it into the kingdom of God. You can't get there without it. You go to chapter 25 in Matthew, the 10 virgins, five of them was wise, five of them was foolish, five of them had the oil in their lamp, five of them didn't have no oil. Does that mean we can't make it without the spirit? Pretty much, yeah. That's what it means. Because I just read it to you. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. That's the word of God. That's not the word of James Miles. That's not the word of Brother Don. That's not the word of Brother Willie be coming on. But it's the word of God. And he said, if you don't have that Spirit, you can't be none of his. You can't be that because you're not part of him. He's not part of you. You see what I'm saying? The Bible said you're married to him. That means join together, right? We join together with Christ. His spirit comes inside us. Glory to God. I'll never forget the day I got the spirit. It's when I got baptized the second time. I turned everything in me. Had to turn it all over. I was holding back some. And I went to church. He woke me up in the middle of the night and said, I'm going to call you one more time. Scared me. I got down beside the bed. I prayed to daylight. It scared me. As soon as church opened that night, I was in church. I went to that altar, and I told him, I'm not moving till I know I'm right. I'm not moving till I know I'm right where I need to be with God. And I stayed there, and I cried, and I cried, and I pleaded, and I begged him to forgive me whatever I was doing wrong, that I wanted to do it his way, not my way. I want it your way, God. I want to please you, God. I don't need to please me. Glory to God. I'm pleased to wake up every morning and have a day in front of me not knowing what it owes. I know it owes Jesus. Glory to God, because he's within me. Hallelujah. And these people in faith, they can make it through this life on their own. On, I'm big and I'm mighty. I'm strong. But praise God, you get old, your muscle won't go up no more. Go down under your arm. I know what I'm talking about. I get old in these places, sags on me. I thought, my gosh, I was always muscled up. I ain't muscled up now, muscled down. But I'm strong in something else. I'm strong in Jesus. He's strong in me. And I'm telling you,
Jesus,
by the mercy of God, he got it for you.
Thank you, Lord.
You to cry out to him right now and just say, Lord God, I have messed up. I didn't receive your spirit. I went to the altar, and I felt that forgiveness come on me. I thought I was done. I ain't never received your spirit. Tonight, you need that. You need that guide. You need that strength. You need that holiness that only God can bring. That sanctification to your body, which is the spirit of the living God, that comes inside, makes us abode inside you. Glory to God. That's that living water that springs up in you out of nothing, praise God. Can't nobody explain. And even when things are wrong, you feel like everything's all right. Everything's going to be okay. Why? Because there's one in you. There's one in you that excites you, that thrills you, that lets you know it's going to be all right. Why? Because one night I was praying, and he called me son while I was praying. I shouted out how long, but it thrilled my soul. No, God called me son. And hallelujah, God. I ain't got over it yet. When I think about it, I cry. Every time.
Wow.
Because
yeah.
God called you son. Friend, that ought to mean something to you. That ought to shake you down to the foundation of your soul to know that God Almighty is willing to call you son. And tonight, the Bible said, we turn away from all that stuff, we can become the sons of God. But it's up to you. We can be the children of God. Sons and daughters, it says one place. We can be the children of God. But first, you got to turn loose of this me stuff and get this flesh out of the way where the Spirit of God can come in, take control, and carry you through this life. And like Brother Don said,
Lord,
you are so happy. Once you know Jesus and know he knows you, you're so happy that there can't nothing break the happiness loose from you. I've had troubles, trials, tribulation, broke sometimes. But God made a way. Why? Because I trusted God. I prayed to God. I prayed earnestly. And I've done some fasting a lot of times because I wanted God to know I was serious about my prayer. I fast a lot today.
Bless him, Lord.
For the lost, for the churches, the ones that claim to know Jesus, and yet to act like they've never heard of him. They act like they don't know that there's the Spirit of God that can come within them. They can carry them further than any amount of preaching can ever do. The Spirit of God will teach you the Word. It'll write it on the tables of your heart that it'll be there whenever you need it.
God. Hallelujah.
God, we have to surrender. Just like the Bible says, submit yourself, therefore, to God.
Praise Jesus.
Resist the devil, and he has to flee from you. Why? I ain't walking out of the flesh no more. I'm walking in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God Almighty. Power lies within me. I can say to the devil, come out of him in the name of Jesus and go into hell for where you belong. And I've seen them come out straight, carrying out of him. And people have seen fire come out of a little boy one night. He was 14 years old. And this big guy was trying to hold him. He had them devils in him. And he's that big guy weighed about 250. He slung him off like he wasn't that. Him, this little kid. I walked over and put my fingers on his forehead. I said, in the name of Jesus, be ye still. And he laid down the floor. And me and the pastor went to praying over it. And they, them devils coming out. They come out in the squad. And they come out at him. But that last one, it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And it talked back to you. You can't do nothing with me. You can't do nothing with me. The pastor got up and got the anointing on, grabbed him by the hair of the head, raised him up and said, I anoint you and do this thing. Poured that oil down his throat.
God,
and when he did,
God,
that devil come out squalling. That devil come out whooped. That devil left that child. And that child's been right ever since. Still in church, still serving God today. People don't tell me that it's got power in the Spirit of God. But if you don't have it, you grab a hold of something that belongs to the devil, he will whip you. The flesh is whooping, praise God. But the Spirit of God can whip him every time. That's how Jesus confounded the devil. He fasted 40 days and nights. And the devil comes against him. And every time Jesus answered him, he answered him with a scripture. He quoted the word of God.
Hallelujah.
It scared the devil so bad he left. He carried him up on that great and high mountain, look all over the world. Said, I'll give you all this. You just bow down and worship me. He said, it is written. You know where he quoted the scripture? That you'll serve the Lord thy God and him only will you serve. People, if you can't tell the devil that today, it may be because you're serving the other one. And ain't it time to get your ship ready? Ain't it time to take the tag off your car that says God is my co-pilot and throw that thing down and get one that says God is my pilot? I'm letting him drive now. I'm letting him be in control. And all you've got to do, praise God, is what I said earlier. You believe in Jesus with all your heart. Humble yourself down. Break down before him and confess him with your mouth. Believe in your heart, it said, that God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. Your sins will be forgiven. Don't stop, though. Seek after that spirit to come inside you. Because without it, you're weak, and Satan will whip you. But with that spirit, you can tell him to get out of here, get you behind me, and get him, Satan. And he has to go. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. There's a power in that name. There's power in that name. But take power through his spirit. And praise God. I'm telling you, that's the promise of eternal life, that God will come and dwell within you. Hallelujah. Do you need anything greater? A promise given and a promise fulfilled. If he's in you, you're going to live forever. But if he's not, friend, don't fool yourself. Don't deceive yourself. If he's not in you, you're not his. He's completed the journey. It starts with getting forgiveness. It ends with receiving his spirit. I'm preaching this because I know there's somebody out there. You've been in church for years, but you never felt the Holy Ghost come in you. You've never felt the Spirit of God just stir in you so strong that you felt like you could take a little cup of water and charge right through the very gates of hell and save somebody. Because when you get the feeling that, there's the power of God in you. Hey, some love of the Father that surpasses all understanding. But you'll know how it feels because he'll love you from the inside. You take everybody else's gods they've got in this world they call gods. They worship a statue or they're worshiping something that's dead and gone and buried. But we serve a living God and he will live in you if you invite him in. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If many men will open up, I'll come inside.
Praise God.
He'll feed you.
Bless the Lord.
He'll feed off your love for him. People, if you don't know him that way, you don't know him. And I'm sorry if it offends you. It may make you mad. Your pastor and preachers may preach it different. I'm preaching the word of God tonight. If you don't have his spirit, you're none of his. You're still going to end up in debt. But praise God, eternal life is just
Hallelujah.
What I'm going to. Come down. Break yourself down. Give up. Tell him I can't make it without you. I've got to have your spirit in me to guide me through this world. It gets more wicked every day. Look around. See what times we're in. And it's time for Jesus to come into your life. Tonight, break down and accept him. Let him be your Lord. Let him be your God. And you become his child. To become his child, he becomes part of you. Y'all are married. That marriage means joined together. And when he joins together with you, there's nothing on this earth.
Bless you, Lord.
Nothing on this earth can defeat you. You've overcome the wicked one because the king, the great I am, will be inside you and be part of you forever. Won't you open up tonight and just beg him, come in me, Lord. I want to feel that. I want to feel that. Glory to God. I remember when the Holy Ghost came. I felt like I could walk a foot and a half off the floor. I didn't feel like my feet were touching nothing. I felt like he was just a token me along. And you know, sometimes today I still feel that same feeling. when things get dark, things get bad, all that you get down earnestly praying and the tears falling, your heart breaking. Glory to God. It's always good. The light of God seems to shine on the situation. And things just get better. If they don't get better, you feel better about it. Because you know that your Savior is right there with you and he's fighting the battle for you. That's what's up to you tonight. If you'll just cry out right now, Father God, I love you.
I
need you to be part of me.
Lord.
I want to be married and joined together with you. Only way I can do that is I am opening my heart and I ask you to come inside. I ask you to be part of me and guide me, teach me, and carry me through this life and into the eternal life you prepared for me. And I ask it in Jesus' name for everyone out there, for my children and their mom, and for everyone else's, for all this world. We need Jesus. We need the Spirit. We need to walk in the Spirit and take his flesh and do like Paul. I die daily, every day. I heard a preacher preach here a while back. Said, you know them Pentecostals think they need to get saved every day. No, I think I need to die of the flesh every day to live in the Spirit. That's what I think. It ain't about getting saved every day. You don't get saved but once. You don't get born again but once. Glory to God. But when you are, it ought to be a lifelong thing. It ought to be an eternity. Praise God. He won't go away. He won't quit on you. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He won't dump you. He won't divorce you. Hallelujah, God. That marriage is forever. He invited me
wow.
in.
Yeah.
I guarantee if you invite him in, you're going to write in the comments on this show and say, I got the Spirit of God within me. I got truly saved. I got truly born again. I was truly sanctified because I feel the Spirit of God within me now. And I know what you're preaching about. Tell us about it. Send us word if you do this. Because if you cry out and you open up, he's coming in. And I turn it back to you,
Praise
sir.
God.
I love all of you. Love all of you out there. Ask you to
Praise
see this video. Share it to everybody. People need to know. We might not have tomorrow, but you've got right now. And you can seek God the right way tonight. You don't have to wait until the morning.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you all, my prayer. In Jesus' name.
God bless you, brother.
God bless
Praise
you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Bless you. Hallelujah.
Brother Willie.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Let me get these prayer requests here, and then we'll have you to go ahead and obey the Lord.
Go ahead.
Brother Ted, got any prayer requests?
Remember, Mother, she's not feeling well. Her back's really bad, hurting. I've been putting pain badges on her and praying. I just asked everybody to help me lift her up to God. She gets better. Remember all the ones out there with COVID right now that they claim everybody's going to get it. So I'm just waiting on my turn. But I don't know if God's going to just put a hedge around us, and we might not get it. They might just be wrong again. They usually are. And God's usually right. So I'm praying God protects me. Shields them from this. The ones that serve in him, he's got a hedge about him. Satan can't get us. I don't believe I'm
yes,
going to see
him.
In the name of Jesus, glory to God.
Hey, Brother Willie, you have any?
Yes, I just want for you. Well, I mean, I got so many. Let's pray for all the people that's lost and the people the box lid that need the Lord and just pray for all the people that got sickness. There's so many people that got COVID or whatever it is, you know. Let's pray for them and then praise the Lord, like I said, for the main thing, you know. Pray for the people that's lost. Cause this, I know COVID is bad, but sin is worse. So just pray for the lost and backsliders. Praise the Lord. And like I say, just pray for all my family, you know, because a lot of them has been sick and everything. So pray for the church, you know. I think for about everyone in the church that's been sick, but so just pray for them, amen.
Okay. Do you have any prayer requests?
Praise God. Won't everybody remember all of our lost people, our lost children, and lost friends and loved ones? Like everybody remember my sister, Jenny Faye, other sister, Nellie Worthy, and Angie and Lisa and all of them in prayer tonight. Praise God. And so many people that's sick, it needs a touch. And then can't remember them all by name, but God knows every one of them.
Yeah.
Praise
Amen.
God. And my main prayer is for our lost people round and about that needs to be saved, that God would deal with their heart and they'll
yeah.
come in before it's too late. Praise God.
Amen.
And just pray for each other, all these preachers preaching the word of God. Let's pray for them, pray for our churches.
Yeah.
We'll just highly lift that name up above every name.
Yeah.
Remember me in prayer when you pray. Praise God. God bless
Praise
you.
The Lord.
Brother William, we'll get this other one on here, and then we'll have you obey the Lord.
All right.
706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling in. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing great. Blessed.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
You guys doing better?
Oh, yeah. I got cleared of the COVID night before yesterday, and that's a lot better now. And my wife, she's coming along out of her surgery, and the rest of them, they've gotten a little under weather, but thanks to the Lord, we're making it one day at a time.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have any prayer before we get Brother Willie to obey the Lord?
Yeah, I just remember me and my family and my brother Robert, and I've got a whole lot of prayer requests, and just pray that the Lord will keep having his way and people don't lose sight of him through
Amen.
All this stuff that we're going through. You know, we got to hold on to his unchanging hand, because he is the one that was going to stand with us when the world, you know, is on fire, praise God. And
right.
just remember, like Brother Willie said, a lot of the church people are sick. My niece Angelus, I think she's still sick. And I got
nice
several more 10 people, praise God. Just that corona stuff, as they say it is, but it's taking a toll on people, but praise God, I'm glad Jesus took them stripes for the healing,
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Brother Will, you can go ahead and obey the Lord, and then we'll pray over these prayer requests. And we've got about 16 minutes, so we just need a few minutes to pray over these requests so you and Billy can obey the Lord there. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Well, I just want to read the scripture, you know, that Romans chapter 6, 33, for the wages of sin is dead, for the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ and our Lord. You know, I was thinking about it, you know, when you come the other day and give me the scripture, you know, a lot of people wonder, what is the wages? What is the wage? You know, the we understand, them, and praise the Lord, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm saved, you know, but I'm saved and I do this and I do that and I still sin and everything, and then nobody can keep me from going to heaven because I already saved. But you know, the thing about it is, what is the wages? You know, I want to go a little bit and explain really what wages is. Wages is things that separate people. Wages is something. You know, we use wages to make praise the Lord to level houses. We use wages to level trailers. We use wages to cut trees. We use wages for a lot of things. So what wage is a separation. It's something to separate things. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, when there's something between the person and God, it's a wage right there. And that's a sin. Amen, praise the Lord. Sin is a wage, amen, praise the Lord, that separate people from God. Anything, amen, praise the Lord, that's a wage, it's a sin. So anything that separate people from God, amen, praise the Lord, They're destroying them. How many wages have people got between them and God? Is it one wage, two wages, three wages? Because the more wages that you put before between you and God, the farther you get from God. You see? And so therefore, amen, praise the Lord, you know, once again, the wages of sin is dead, amen, praise the Lord, because it's separation for God. Once again, it's what wages is, separate things. You put a wage between something and separate, amen, praise the Lord. And a lot of people don't understand, amen, praise the Lord, they can separate from God, amen, praise the Lord, when they allow sin, when they allow a lie. You can lie with just one lie. A lot of people say, well, there's nothing wrong with little lie. Well, lie is a lie. There's nothing small or big, praise the Lord, but lie is a lie. You can go into the store and you can steal candy. A steal is a stealing, amen, praise the Lord. It's not how big the thing you steal. It's not the big lie that you say. It's not... Amen, praise the Lord, the big things, amen, praise the Lord, whatever. But it's anything that's come between you and God that's going to separate, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to understand, amen, praise the Lord, that people is doing those things, and they say, well, I don't think there's nothing wrong. Now, you know, as many times as I preach, you know, and God asked me to ask the congregation, where is the line? Where sin separates you. I tell you what, where the line is when people separate from God is when you begin to sin. When you steal the thing, when you lie the lie, amen, praise the Lord, when you take the first sip alcohol, a drug, or smoke, or whatever, they're right there with the waste, amen, praise the Lord, and that is going to be out to you. You got the waste there, as the devil's going to continue to be the waste between you and God, amen, praise the Lord, or you going to get rid of the wage, amen, praise the Lord. I see that's going to be out to us, amen, praise the Lord. The devil can put the wage between you and God, but are you going to move the wage? Are you going to continue beating the wage between you and God? Or are you going to be separated from God, amen, praise the Lord? Because the Bible says it's a fearful thing and to fall on the hands of the living God, amen, praise the Lord, because yeah. Lord, God is love. We understand that God is love, but let me tell you something. God is God arrived to. Everything is good with, praise the Lord, as long as God is on your side. But if you turn God against you, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, amen, praise the Lord, because the wrath of God will come upon this world. The wrath of God will come upon each individual. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people don't believe there's going to be the wrath of God. Or a lot of people preaching that God is love, and that is true. But let me tell you something, that God is a love, a wrath too. There's going to be a wrath upon this world, amen, praise the Lord, like the people I never seen before. People think that COVID-19 is bad. They think the sickness is bad. They haven't seen nothing, amen, praise the Lord. And because people have been separated, they have put ways between them and God, and been separated from God because of sin. They've been separated from God, amen, praise the Lord. And it's like Brother Miles said, so many pastors, they see this, the people separate themselves from God, but they just go and pay their boxes and say, yeah, go and bring more money. You do fine. And for you are not doing fine if you're in sin. You are not fine, amen, praise the Lord, if there's a wedge between you and God. If there's separation between you and God, that's a wedge right there. You get rid of it, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. And because we need to get closer to God. Anything that's between us and God, it got to be removed, amen, praise the Lord. Whatever the thing is, amen, praise the Lord, that's between you and God, they got to be removed, you know. And the Bible says right here in Romans chapter 6, 15, it says, well then, shall we sin because we are under the law, under grace? God forbid. God forbid that we sin. God forbid that we sin. And all these people that say that's okay to sin, that's okay to do this, amen, praise the Lord, they don't care nothing about you. If there's a pastor out there that's telling you that sin is okay, amen, praise the Lord, that God understands. And so many people say, well, amen, praise the Lord, well, you know what? I'm not perfect. You know what people say there? Because they want to continue sin. They want to continue living, amen, praise the Lord, their life, amen, praise the Lord. And because they say, well, I'm not perfect. And they're trying to make the excuse to continue sin. Amen, praise the Lord. God told Abraham, amen, praise the Lord, in the book of Genesis 17, he said, Abraham, be ye perfect. Separate from sin. Amen, praise the Lord. And God, that's what God wants to do today. He wants his people, amen, praise the Lord, to be separate from sin. No, let the wages of sin separate you. No, let the wages of sin separate you. How many wages is between you and God? How many wages, amen, praise the Lord? If there's one wage, you get rid of it. If there's two wedges, get rid of it. Whatever the wedges are, it's between you and God. You being separate from God. You don't want to walk away from God, amen, praise the Lord, especially the days that we live. One day we can go sleep, we might not wake up, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. We're living in evil times. We're living on the last days, amen, praise the Lord, and we got to surrender to God, to God. We got to give it to God, amen. We got to give it to, amen, praise the Lord, like Elijah, amen, praise the Lord. Well, Elijah coming to him, and he had known him. And he got rid of everything. He got rid of his ox. He got rid of his plow, amen, praise the Lord. And he was willing to follow the man of God, amen, praise the Lord. He didn't want nothing to be left behind so he can come back. He got rid of everything so he can follow the man of God. And that's what we got to do. We got to leave everything behind. We got to get rid of the wedges, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to put it on the fire. Let it burn them out and keep going, amen, praise the Lord. Keep and serving God, amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says, he that get hold of the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Amen, praise the Lord. If you got hold of the plow one time, amen, praise the Lord, not let it go. I don't care if you're from the left or the right. You just look to the target of Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, and look for him, amen, praise the Lord. Thank God, praise the Lord. So thank God, praise the Lord, for the opportunity. And I turn up to you, Sister Betty. Amen.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on and helping tonight. God bless.
Bless you. Bless you,
Brother Billy, you got anything to add?
Yeah, you know, the people think they can, like Brother Will and them saying, I'm sure the boy, that mother's done a good job on touching bases, but people don't realize that, you know, like my brother, some people I know, they'll say, well, they'll repeat what someone else said, and if it's a cuss word in there, they throw it in there. And I say, don't do that. That's cussing. No, it ain't. That's what they said. But if you repeat it after, it's the same thing, and people don't realize that, you know. But we're overcomers by our words, and we're overcomers by the attitude that we have in this world. And these people in this world, you know, we can't get mad at them because they're lost. And we was at one point there, and we didn't know which way to go. We just went with the crowd. But thank the Lord, I found a whole new crowd to hang out with, praise God. And this crowd I'm hanging out with, you know, we don't have to let things slip. We can just lift our hands and praise God all day and all night. And we don't have to worry about, you know, nothing going on like that. But, you know, one of these days, Sister Betty, that they're going to look around and see where are them holy rollers? Where are them hypocrites? Where are them people that try to tell me about Jesus? But I tell you, they can call us gone because we overcome this world, praise God, by holding on. God's unchanging hand. We can hold on to everything that he promised us. And you know, we can clout and pout and do without, or we can see, believe, and receive, praise God.
That's all
we got to do. It ain't that hard. And the Bible says it, and I believe it, and that settles it right there, you know?
Yes, it does.
They want to hold on to the wages of this world. They want to do what it takes. After supervisor said, I'll give you a raise if you go back there and run these people off. And you know, well, you just be mean to them to get a raise or to, you know, might tell you to go across, you know, jump on these people and run them off, you know, praise God like that. But God's not in nothing like that, praise God. There's nothing hidden, God, and God don't need nobody fighting his battles, praise God. Our God, he said, I will fight your battles, praise God. Take my burdens up on you. My yoke is heavy, and my burdens are light, praise God. And he said it, and I believe it, and to me, that settles it, praise God. There ain't no need of arguing about that anymore, amen, because that's what it says, and he's a firm believer and standing on the word. His word will not come back void, praise God. And all we got to do, if we want to see what God can do, Let's get the cataracts off of our eyes, praise God. Let's get their ears unstopped so we can hear the word of God. You know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. And if we want to see the miracles, and if we want to see, and I was in the same place, I said, unless I don't see nothing, I'm not going back. But praise God, I seen two or three things that one night. And so, you know, I had to believe. I had to believe. First of all, when he touched my heart, that happened to me like nothing ever happened before. And praise God. So I had to believe from that point on, praise God, it was something.
That's
got a hold of me. Praise God, you know. And, the gifts of God is eternal life, praise God. And if you're getting tired of dying, if you get tired of being sick, and if you get tired of dying out to the things that you want on this world because God says, you don't need that. Don't go to where you used to go. Don't do the things you used to do. Don't partake of the fruit of the tree like Adam now. Don't do that, praise God. Then, you know, praise God, and then the Lord will say, hey, come on in, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Then we can say we fought our last fight. We traveled our last mile, praise God, and it'll be worth it all at the end, praise God. But we've got to hold on to that unchanging hand that God has reached down for us, and that nail-scarred hand that he held upon the cross, you know, praise God. That's what keeps us going. If we get weak in this body sometimes, and people just taking advantage of us, and we despise and reject it, all I do is, praise God, is just take a look again at Mount Calvary, praise God. And I see now why I keep hanging on to it. I see now why I keep hanging on to his hand, praise God. And I guess you want to pray for people. And so I love the Lord. And God has been good to me and all my friends and family. And I ain't got no reason to go back into the world. Praise God. I'll just turn it back over to you, sister.
Okay, appreciate you coming up, Brother Billy. God bless.
God bless.
I ain't got time to talk these off, but God knows every single one of them. There's some of them with COVID, and there's different things wrong with them, so we're just going to take them all to the Lord in prayer and believe God.
Praise God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we come, God, right now, Lord. We pray for all these requests, Lord, that you wrote down here, Lord. You know every need, Jesus. You know every care, Lord. God, sickness, Lord, and pain and suffering, Lord. Agony, God, we pray in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Name that's above every name, Lord, tonight, God, the healer, Lord. Deliver, God, tonight. Jesus has come down, Lord, wherever these people's at, Jesus, needing a touch, God, from your mighty hand, Lord. We pray, God, that you'd touch them, Lord. You'd heal their bodies, God, knowing that you've done, Lord, the stripes, you've done, paid the price, God, Lord, that we could be healed, we could be saved and delivered and set free by the power of God. Lord, as we speak it right now, God, we believe, Lord, that somebody's being touched, God. Somebody, Lord, tonight, God, is believing in you, Jesus. Lord, in confessing you with their mouth and their lips, God, Lord, confession is made unto salvation. Lord, touch our brothers and our sisters in Christ. God, meet every need and request, Lord, and we'll give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray.
God, we're just asking you to meet every need in this
with prayer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Touch God.
Touch, Lord.
Amen.
Move,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Sorry about that. I got a sinus infection going on, and I just keep trying to choke.
Hallelujah.
We went offline, so we're going to say good night, God bless, and just continue to pray for all these needs. There's some of them that's pretty bad off, and we know that God's able to take care of them and to heal them, so just pray for them this week, and we'll continue to pray for you guys, and tune in next week at the same time from 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, and we'll do this again next week. God bless, and we love y'all.
God bless.
Love all ladies.
God bless.